Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a presentation of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson. The St. Peter congregation, shepherded by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We are Donna and Brian Ness, and we look forward to celebrating the Epiphany of our Lord with you this morning. As we come to the end of the time of Christmas, the 12th day of Christmas has historically been celebrated as the manifestation of the Christ child to the Gentiles. The readings from Isaiah, Ephesians, and Matthew show the broadening of the promise of salvation through the Messiah from the line of Abraham, Isaac, Jacob, through David and his lineage to all people. Isaiah's prophecy tells of those coming from the east to see who was to come. We hear of this in the hymn, O morning star, how fair and bright.
A reading from the 60th chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Arise, shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord has risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and thick darkness the peoples. But the Lord will arise upon you, and his glory will be seen upon you. And nations shall come to your light, and kings to the brightness of your rising. Lift up your eyes all around and see, they all gather together, they come to you. Your sons shall come from afar, and your daughters shall be carried on the hip. Then you shall see and be radiant, your heart shall thrill and exult, because the abundance of the sea shall be turned to you, the wealth of the nations shall come to you. A multitude of camels shall cover you, the young camels of Midian and Ephah, all those from Sheba shall come. They shall bring gold and frankincense, and shall bring good news, the praises of the Lord.
In St. Paul's letter to the church at Ephesus, he proclaims that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. The hymn, The Only Son from Heaven, tells of prophecy and fulfillment of the coming of the Son of God in human form, He, our morning star.
A reading from the third chapter of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Ephesus. For this reason, I, Paul, a prisoner for Christ Jesus on behalf of you Gentiles, assuming that you have heard of the stewardship of God's grace that was given to me for you, how the mystery was made known to me by revelation, as I have written briefly, when you read this, you can perceive my insight into the mystery of Christ, which was not made known to the sons of men in other generations, as it has now been revealed to his holy apostles and prophets by the Spirit. This mystery is that the Gentiles are fellow heirs, members of the same body, and partakers of the promise in Christ Jesus through the gospel. Of this gospel I was made a minister according to the gift of God's grace, which was given me by the working of his power. To me, though I am the very least of all the saints, This grace was given to preach to the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ, and to bring to light for everyone what is the plan of the mystery hidden for ages in God who created all things, so that through the church the manifold wisdom of God might now be made known to the rulers and authorities in the heavenly places. This was according to the eternal purpose that he has realized in Christ Jesus our Lord, in whom we have boldness and access with confidence through our faith in him.
St. Matthew tells of the fulfillment of Isaiah's prophecy of the bringers of gold and frankincense from the east. Their journey was long and difficult, with their only guidance, a star leading them to the west. Believing that the newborn king of the Jews would be in Jerusalem, they asked Herod, who was ruling in Jerusalem, where this king could be found. We hear of their journey in the hymn, "As with gladness, men of old."
A reading from the second chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, wise men from the east came to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star when it rose, and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They told him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for so it is written by the prophet, 'And you, O Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for from you shall come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel.'" Then Herod summoned the wise men secretly, and ascertained from them what time the star had appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem, saying, "Go and search diligently for the child, and when you have found him, bring me word, that I too may come and worship him." After listening to the king, they went on their way. And behold, the star that they had seen when it rose went before them until it came to rest over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And going into the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then, opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold and frankincense and myrrh. And being warned in a dream not to return to Herod, they departed to their own country by another way.
We thank you for inviting us into your home to share the Epiphany of our Lord with you. Pastor Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School sincerely invite you to join us at our worship service on Sunday mornings at 9 o'clock, followed immediately by Bible study and Sunday school for all ages. If you have young children with you, please know that the sound, movement, and energy they bring to the sanctuary is a blessing to us all. The church and school are located at 810 West Talmer Avenue in North Judson. If you have any questions or would like more information regarding the services or activities offered at St. Peter Lutheran, please contact the church office at 574-896-2025. If you would like information regarding the school, please contact Principal Rhonda Reimers at 574-896-5933.